Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
I hear this.
Go ahead. I think I want to hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
Welcome back into Sports Daily, everybody. Thanks to Prairie Fire Coffee for keeping us fueled up each and every morning on KFH. You can win a 4-pack of vouchers to Illuminations at Botanica right now, courtesy of Sports Daily, KFH, and Odyssey Wichita. All you got to do is text the keyword SHINE to the short code 20357. That's SHINE to 20357. One entry per person per day. Winners drawn at 11:30 this morning. 20357 is the number. Text the keyword SHINE. Good luck, everybody. Welcome back in. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster. Tommy, we're not going to like what I am about to say, but it would appear that the Chiefs didn't run it any more with running backs last year than they have this year. So I'm going back to the game logs here. And there were times that they did. There were times that they did. But for the most part, they were sitting between 15 and 20, 21, 22 carries per game. So, you know, maybe it's because, and maybe it feels that way for a couple of reasons. One, you had Pacheco the whole time, so they were a little more effective. And two, because Patrick Mahomes wasn't getting slaughtered out there by defensive ends, it didn't feel as bad. So that probably gives me a little less hope than they're going to all of a sudden run it 25 times a game. But that surprises me, because last year it sure felt like they were a more conservative offense in that way, but it doesn't appear that they were. To the running backs,
well,
right?
And this brings up a good thought or a good point that I've been considering for a while. You go back to a season ago, Donovan Smith started at left tackle, and Patrick Mahomes didn't get slaughtered nearly at the same rate that we've seen so far this year. They don't bring back Donovan Smith. In fact, no team signs Donovan Smith. He is still on the sideline. He's not playing. By all accounts, he's healthy and able to go, and he's made a couple of social media comments about how he's available. Something is going on with that is not really being discussed. We don't know the full story behind that, I would suspect. But at the same time, yeah, I think to myself, okay, we are, you know, maybe in hindsight, like, we're misremembering the amount of times that the Chiefs ran the ball a season ago. But I don't think we are misremembering how, you know, Patrick Mahomes was not under siege with Donovan Smith at left tackle. And so I wonder, like, you know, we can talk about the running game all day long. What was it? And I've been, you know, wanting to play detective for a while, and I'm not going to be the one to find out, I'm sure. But what was it that prompted the Chiefs to move away from Donovan Smith, number one?
I don't know.
And then number two, to say, you know what, we're going to feel good about Wanya Morris, who has barely played in the NFL, and Kingsley Suamataia, who has never played in the NFL, to anchor probably the most important position on the offensive line. And then this is what we see going into the last few weeks of the regular season. I've thought about that a lot. Like, yeah, like we can talk all day long about how that what can solve it is them running the football more. But how did we even get to this point in the first place? And I think that's a big part of it.
I think the second part is a little more clear. I think you trust your valuations if you're the Chiefs on two high capital draft picks at that position.
To just throw them right into the fire, you know, and up from day one.
Look at Joe Alt. Yeah, I do think tackle is a little
different. I mean, Joe Alt is great. Well, but
he's the first example because we just played him. But tackles and offensive linemen are plug and play more than probably a lot of other positions in the NFL. And that happens all the time, right? We see young offensive linemen in all the time. I don't think, you know, Wanya had a full year and they did spend high draft capital on him. And then they move up to get Suamataia. The problem is it would appear that they evaluated those two players very poorly. They have evaluated that position, quite frankly, pretty poorly. And look, Chiefs fans, I know they do most things right. This hasn't been one of them. We don't need to throw stones. Juwan Taylor, Orlando Brown, like they've missed a lot at that position. They can't get it right. That's why we're in this situation. The first part of it, as to why with Donovan Smith, I don't know, but he's still out there. So something is obviously there that we'll never
wrong.
Know.
Something is obviously wrong.
Yeah, something is wrong there. Like that we'll never know, or they would have gone.
I mean, they went out and they acquired DJ Humphreys.
Like there's something
coming
there.
Off of a significant knee injury. They would have rather signed him than Donovan
correct.
Smith.
Yeah, I don't know what it
and,
is, but it's
like,
something.
Let's be fair. Like, okay. Donovan Smith was not amazing for Kansas City.
No, he wasn't very good. Yeah.
But he was significantly better than what we've seen this year.
Yes,
at left tackle.
That's correct. His replacement value is high, right? Like his, you know, they've gotten much worse than he was. And he wasn't very good. I think the other thing is they chose this offseason to spend their money to solve the most glaring need on the roster, which is wide receiver. And that's what they went and attacked, and that's the way they chose to do it. And so
for a guy who hasn't played yet, by the way.
For a guy who hasn't played yet, yeah. Correct. And so, like, you know, but those things happen. Again, they're 12-1. They're 12-1, okay? So this running back... That's the only, and it's even more necessary this year than it was last year. Again, if only to protect Patrick Mahomes. It's not like they're this juggernaut running team. It's just it protects Mahomes. So if you go back to last year, and I've always said like 25 is the number to me. I'd like to see the running backs combine for 25 carries. It's happening all across football. That's not outrageous to say anymore. The Chiefs last year did not give running backs the ball 25 times in a game after October 1st. Every game they played, including the postseason after October 21st, their running backs carried it fewer than 25 times with hot garbage at wide receiver for a lot of that stretch until Rashi Rice came into his own. So, you know, there probably is something to what Rashi Rice did to those numbers in the way that he affected the offense, right? Quick routes. And I do think one thing we are seeing change a little bit, and I think Dan Israel talked about this to some degree, quick, the time in the pocket does seem to be shrinking to some degree for Mahomes. And that obviously matters too. And perhaps with a more talented group of pass catchers, we do need to just say, okay, it's Andy Reid. They're never going to carry the ball that much. But even then, can the offense, you know, take that evolution? And I know they drafted Worthy and they won all the downfield stuff, but right now they just can't do that. So, but you do happen to have two great tight ends and DeAndre Hopkins, at some point Hollywood Brown, running backs that can catch it. do you get to a point where it's like Mahomes can't ever take more than 3 seconds to throw the ball? Like every route concept has to be quick routes, except for those one or two shots you want to try to take to Worthy or maybe Hollywood Brown when he gets back a game. You combine that with the run, and that's the way we should look at this, right? How many times does Mahomes sit in the pocket for a long time? But I think the problem with that is this year especially, Mahomes, because he's a human being, doesn't ever want to just sit there in the pocket like that. He's on the move constantly because he knows he's a sitting duck because of reality, right? Because he's under siege every play. And so that's going to be interesting. Is he able to take the quick drop and get rid of the ball without having to bail out of the pocket?
He is.
Psychologically, though, that's going to be difficult because he's been under fire on almost every single drop back he's taken this year, it feels like. So that does take a little bit of a rewiring there. And again, another reason why it'd be real nice if the other team didn't know they could just pin their ears back and pass rush as often.
I think he can. I think he does already. I mean, you know, I go back to the touchdown pass to Hopkins on Sunday night.
They've run a long time.
And it was super fast. I mean, he barely had that ball for 2 seconds before he got it out of his hands and into Hopkins into the end zone. So I he can do that 100%, and he has done that. I think the question then becomes, is that the best use of the offense? Is that the best use of Patrick Mahomes to do that? And I think it can be. And Mahomes has shown that he is super versatile, can do so many different things. Part of me wonders if some of this with the offensive line is a thought process from the coaching staff where, yeah, Mahomes is under fire a lot, but would you rather have anybody else on the run, scrambling outside of the pocket to be able to make things happen and to have success? No, probably not. So I wonder if that thought is the thought of our offensive line play has to be clean and top level is mitigated or discounted, not as important to them because, well, we've got a guy in Patrick Mahomes that can create and make amazing things happen outside of the pocket all the time. So we don't necessarily have to have a rock solid offensive line because we've got a guy like, think about some of the, you know, more maybe mid-level to not great quarterbacks in the NFL. You have to have a rock solid offensive line because they can't produce anything
on
the fly.
There aren't very many that
they can't do it. So it makes me wonder if that's been the thought process for a while. What's interesting about that thought, there are flaws in it and those things can be exposed because again, you go back to the Super Bowl against the Buccaneers, the Chiefs were exposed in that moment. The lack of offensive line play, quality offensive line play, got Patrick Mahomes running for his life out there, and he wasn't able to connect, wasn't able to have success because it was just so glaring. It was so bad, the offensive line play was, that there's even a limit to what Patrick Mahomes can do. He's the best quarterback that we've probably ever seen, but as you just mentioned a moment ago, he is still human.
Yeah, look, I think, you know, the Super Bowl game was less about how bad the offensive line was and more about they took away the deep routes and the Chiefs and then their defensive line had an opportunity to get after it because those guys weren't getting open. The whole league then started defending people. The Chiefs adjusted out of that faster than the rest of the league. I think we're finally seeing late in this season quarterbacks make the adjustment that Mahomes made 2 years ago. So they're capable of doing it, you know, and I don't think defenses are changing that all of a sudden. That's why I think we've seen Mahomes, you know, and like his numbers get better over the course of this season because they have changed up how they're passing the ball. But I still don't want to concede that the right thing to do is protect Mahomes, at least until you get to the postseason, right? If there was ever a time where you've got, how many games do we have left here? Four? You've got four games left. If there was ever a time, you've got two games over, you're two games ahead of the Bills right now. You're two games clear of them. Why not? You have almost nothing to lose here. Just try it. If nothing else and for no other reason than to protect Mahomes for the rest of the regular season, just try it. And who knows what happens? Now we've got a base model. We can see maybe it makes the offense better. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe it makes the offense worse. Who cares? You're 12-1. But at minimum, you've reduced the opportunities the defensive linemen have to get to Mahomes. At worst, you've done that. Even if you lose the games, you don't want to lose home field. And I know you play to win every game, and I'm being overly simplistic in this. But if there was ever a time to try it, it's now with the Bills losing to the Rams. You've got a little cushion. You're about to face the league's perhaps best pass rusher, at least in the conversation for it. Why not now, right? Why not this week you try to do that if the game script allows you to do it, which it probably will?
I do not disagree with you in any way.
And if it sucks and it doesn't work, who cares? You've protected Mahomes.
The reason why I'm smiling is because you're not wrong on any of it. You're not. And you can give all of the data and evidence and reasons. And look, I've done that too. Like, why they should do this. They haven't. Like, it's stubbornness, maybe. I don't exactly know.
I think it's just this is the way Andy Reid coaches, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Like, that's what he does.
So, again, it's like screaming at a brick wall, you know, and expecting the brick wall to do what you want it to do. Like, so we can give all the stats and reasoning, you know, the logical explanation why they should do. And you know what? They may very well dangle that carrot in front of us on the opening drive like they did a week ago against the Chargers and run the ball five times.
Here we go.
Hey, they're finally listening. Like, Andy Reid's probably tuning into this show right now and like, hey, it's a light bulb. Like, man, I've never thought about this before. And then all of a sudden it goes away. You know what I mean? So, like, again, I'm not getting my hopes up. You're not wrong on any of it. And I wish they would. I hope they would. I've stopped expecting that they will.
There's a caveat to this. If we're saying this and they do it and lose, we must be willing to accept that as that's just fine because Mahomes made it through, right?
Well, depends
because
on how I do they think lose.
There is a world where they do this and it leads to a loss. I get that completely. Totally understand it. Wouldn't even say that I disagree with it. I don't think that would happen.
It depends on how they lose. I mean, if they lose,
I think highly of their interior line.
If they lose in a shootout in one of these games where the running game is incredibly effective and they put up three or four touchdowns, but the defense lets them down, then yeah, like that's a different kind of scenario.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, I must be willing to accept it. And this is here's the thing. And Rick's chiming in here, and Andy sure has a lot of wins for somebody that doesn't know how to coach.
Come on,
Rick. This is what happens with Chiefs fans.
Calm down. Take a breath, Rick.
He's one of the five best coaches, three best coaches, however you want to slice it, of all time. That doesn't mean every single thing all the time is right. It's like when anybody's ever, you know, tries to be critical of Mahomes, it was like, well, Mahomes has all these Super Bowls. He's incapable of doing something differently.
No, yeah.
Yeah. No, that's not what anybody's saying. And again, they're 12-1, and everybody totally understands that. My biggest concern in all of this is not anything other than 15 being upright when the postseason starts. And right now, you're taking a lot of risk with him, taking the amount of heat and hits that he takes within a game, even when they're not sacks. There's contact there. That is the doomsday scenario in all of this, and that's why it's so urgent. It's not because it's the best path for them to win a game. It's not because we think we know more than any NFL coach, let alone Andy Reid. It's because we're all watching Patrick Mahomes get destroyed out there. And that is the concern, right? It's not about what is the best way for them to move the ball and be an effective offense. For me, it's not.
For me,
not
it is.
Now.
For me, it is.
I want to know if it is.
This is me wanting the Chiefs to be the best version of themselves. And look, they're 12-1. And again, you are what your record says you are, but they have 1,000% not been the best version of themselves over the last month.
But honestly, like, they haven't run the ball when they have so effectively that it's egregious. Like, the quality of their runs. Now they have Pacheco back, which does matter. But again, I don't want to call him fragile, but you want to make sure he's there. It's not that for me. I am absolutely willing to concede that that the best version of this offense is what is being put out there. I am fine with that, especially with Mahomes playing much better than he was early in the year. I'm totally willing to accept that. That's where I would probably trust Andrew. But that's not my priority here. My priority here is A, to help the defense, which I think running the ball does. Whether or not it's your best version of your offense, it's helping your defense, which is flawed, stay off the field. And it's keeping Mahomes upright. Those two reasons are far more important to me to want to see here than what the best version of the offense is, because I'm absolutely willing to say the best version of the offense is to put the ball in Patrick Mahomes' hands 35 to 40 times. You won't, like, I'm not going to sit here and say, no, you're wrong. That's incorrect, because I don't think that it is. I don't know that it is. I'm unsure, but I think that some of the things that challenge this team in other places, that's where I think this helps them. And again, I've got to be willing to accept that that may mean they don't move the ball as well on offense. Maybe they don't score as many points. I have to be willing to accept that, because I think it's absolutely possible to maybe even likely if they do this. But you're protecting Mahomes every time you run the ball, and you're in some ways protecting your defense every time you run the ball. I mean, that's just that when you control the clock, you keep your defense off the field. And right now their defense is not what it once was. We'll get to this game after after another segment here, because we're going to pick it. It's a noon game, so it'll be early in the picks this week. We're going to come back. We'll wrap up hour number one. We got a full house in hour number two. I said this, and I didn't even mean to, and I'm very proud of it, Tommy, but it was unintentional. TGIF, and we have a full house in hour number two.
Oh,
come on now.
I did like that show a lot when I was growing up. Watched it every week. Heck yeah.
Yeah. We'll be right back. More Sports Daily right after this.
...75 and 1240 KFH.